As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
We tell you time and time again that every month, every week, every day is speaker season across the U.S., across the world. And there's a place in Nebraska that takes care of you. Mid-America Speakers Bureau out of Central City. Tyler Carlson, the team, went from 7 speakers
T-Dog.
To 80-plus. They manage all budgets. If you want to look at speaking yourself, they will vet you also in this process. Bill, you're a part of this bureau out there.
I'm part of it tomorrow night.
You're part of a bureau.
Tomorrow night, I'm out in Curtis, Nebraska.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah. Can you say? Is that a personal question?
That's a little personal. But,
okay, that's fine.
No, it's a group of ranchers and farmers that I'm talking to. And end of year.
That fits our vibe well.
It fits our vibe. But the whole thing is that they reached out to Tyler. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what we're looking for. I just happen to fit the bill for this one to be able to do. But you can everything you're looking for speakers. And now, you know what's happening? There's a ton of speaking going on in January and February. That's going to kick off the new year, right?
Yep.
Different events coming up, and you're going to have some sort of a conference, and it's like, okay, we need somebody to speak, or we need four speakers in our budget. We need four speakers for this amount of money.
Yep.
And here's the four topics. Boom, go to Tyler. It's that simple. Central City.
What's his name? Tyler.
Tyler Carlson.
Carlson.
The website, MidAmericaSB.com.
The tops. Could you...
We have breaking news, Bill?
I got breaking news.
Okay, we got some breaking news. And over to you, Bill, for breaking news. What do we have today?
Well, I just got this text in from our good friend of the show, Barney Cotton.
Oh, please read it in like a Ted Koppel way.
Ted Koppel voice. So if I can get to that, I will. Let's just hit on Barney real quick. Probably the only players at Nebraska to start on the offensive line and the defensive line. Also,
No big deal.
Also had a long storied NFL career. And then obviously Barney coached here. We coached together. And at Lost Causes, we were together.
You did?
We were together at New Mexico.
You guys were
State.
Down there together.
Yes, I would go for a run from where I lived, and I'd run by Barney's house, which is a ways away. And Barney'd be out on his driveway in a Windine. Remember the Windine? Like that, just going like crazy on a
yes.
Windine. I'd go by, and there'd be Barney with his shirt off.
The bike
Windine. Yeah. He would wheel it out of his garage, mm-hmm. go at it for about an
fitness.
Hour. Fitness. Yeah, Barney.
He's a fitness guy. Always has
fitness
been.
Guy. Then his heart got a little bit worn out, so he got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And he still does fitness. He's an incredible human being, so I'm very grateful for his friendship. But Barney came. They have their version of the Remington, which is called the Center of Excellence. Where a group they did this last year. They have a panel that picks the number one offensive high school center in Nebraska, and so the winner has just been announced. And I hope I don't screw this up, Barney, but it's Eli Svensson Antelon, and he is from Westside High School, and he's been named the winner. And this is the Cole Pensick and Mark Pellini.
Okay.
The Pensick Pellini
okay. gotcha.
Center of Excellence Award.
Nice.
And it was obviously both of those RIP, but they put this panel together. They've done an incredible job. And they take time and they watch a ton of film. So it's not like, well, they're pretty good, I think. They were 10-2. They were champions. They were this. I just go with them.
I trust Barney with that.
Yeah. So they study every single game, and they don't watch highlights. Also, they watch game film. So that winner.
That's a real award. That's a real award.
It's not one of those like, oh, yeah, no. Preseason award or something like that. No, this is what you did for the entire season. So congratulations to Eli. Thank you, Barney, for getting that information to us. So
one more time on the name of the winner.
Yes, that Eli Svensson Antelon.
From Omaha West Side.
The equivalent of the Remington in-state high school award.
It's the same exact thing. I'm sure they'll get to it. There'll be a banquet. There will be a banquet for this. And Barney's in charge. Will be in charge of that also.
Congrats
so thank you, Coach
Eli.
Cotton. Yes.
He was in studio with us, what, 2 years ago, Barney, at the old station.
Yes. Then we went to breakfast afterward. We went to breakfast. Had a great breakfast.
Barney, there was a moment in that stuck with me forever in a rough way. Hey. It was a break. During a break, he looked at me and goes, "You got old."
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
It's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I forgot how you responded to that. What'd you say to him? Thanks, Barney.
Thanks.
I don't remember.
You look great, Steve.
Yeah, we look good. I'm sure I do.
You do fitness.
You've aged well.
Yes. You're aging
gracefully. That's why you do the segment.
Yes. What are we talking about?
I ask people if they're going to the bowl game.
Now, oh, yes. Are they?
Nebraska plays, of course, Utah, New Year's Eve in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I will be at the bowl game.
Time
you're
out.
You're going?
Time out. When did this come up? This is the first we've heard of this.
I thought I said it on the air last week.
Absolutely
with
not.
With swim?
I don't know if swim's going. I'm going for sure.
You could be going solo.
No. Potentially Jay Foreman as well.
Gotcha.
Hello.
Gotcha. Sip will be there.
Is there
so
shows
it's pretty
going
obvious
on
who the odd man out here is.
I could probably make Bill.
Why
don't you go?
I got outed. You can tell.
But you want to go.
I'd like to have at least been in the discussion.
If Bill would like to go, I could probably make it happen. It is New Year's Eve in Vegas. That could be a little bit crazy.
Jake. And the game's at what local time?
2:30. Or no, local
12:30.
12:30 that time.
12:30?
Yeah, 12:30 that time.
That's kind of a fun deal. Like you have to go to the game, and then you still have a big night out that
Pate.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Chris in Sicily is not going to the bowl game. He's going to be skiing in France over the new year.
Flex.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Flex. That was it. Okay. All right.
Flex.
That was it. There, you're in a different tax bracket, I'll tell you that. Yep.
He says, since we're 7 hours ahead of Central Time, I'll be watching it from my ski lodge at 9:30 that night.
Bill would be skiing in Ashland.
Yeah.
That's a big hill.
On on man-made snow. I'll be going down a tube.
How about this? Matt says, my wife and I are going to the game, staying at the Madeline. I don't know what that is, the Madeline Hotel.
Okay.
I've never been to a bowl game. Going to be a great trip. Can't wait. Viva Las Vegas GBR. It's Matt.
Okay. I think there'll be a ton of fans. I said that on air to Utah. I said they can drive. It's easy drive for Utah fans, and also easy drive from L.A. or California.
What about Phoenix?
And Phoenix. So you have... I imagine it's going to be a minimum of 27,000 fans.
Yeah,
I think
a minimum of 20,000 Nebraska fans. What about Utah?
I think they'll be close to matching it. I think they'll be close to being in that 20,000. I think you're going to have a really fun group of fans. I said neither fan base is upset. They're not. I think Utah had a chance to be in the playoffs, but in the end, you know what? They didn't. And so, and then like Jake brought up, this is a chance. You know, it's different at the end of the year because you don't know who you're really getting. But it's still, no matter how it cuts it, it's a chance for a win.
Bird in Columbus is going to the game.
What?
Wait a second.
Bird says, I'm in. I'm going. Bird.
Oh, wow.
This has not been a well-attended bowl game over the years. An example. Last year's game, USC versus A&M. Let's do this. USC versus A&M last year drew what?
29,000.
Ooh, good guess.
26.
27.
Okay. 27. And think about that now. That's two brands.
Two big I know.
Those brands fall in the disappointed brand.
Yep.
The previous year, Utah versus Northwestern guessed the total.
Well, 23. Probably 22, because that's all Northwestern probably bought 200 people.
You guys are very good at this. It was 21,000.
Yeah, Northwestern brought nobody.
It's all Utah.
So this game could hit. Could hit the 40 mark.
Could hit 40.
The all-time attendance record at the Las Vegas Bowl was in 2006 when BYU defeated Oregon. The attendance that game was BYU over Oregon in 06.
Well, if it's in 06, then it was in the old stadium, which only held 30-some thousand.
So no, it held more than that. I'm just going to clue you in.
Over 36?
It had to be
in the 42.
It had to be in the old stadium.
Yes. 44,000.
44.
That's the record.
I'm telling you, when it comes to who travels, I don't know if you get a team better. There's not one better. Someone can be the same. Nebraska could be the same. They're not better than BYU. BYU travels insane. And then also, like I said, from Utah to get to Vegas is very simple. Mm-hmm. Very simple.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.